Leadership founder and director Miles Radiman said the theme of the program is Leadership in Action, Making Good Things Happen. The panel of guests will be moderated by former Park City Council member and former County Commissioner Bob Richer.
And I've invited in Daryl Jones, who is the president and CEO of the Maryland Nonprofits Association, and Ms. Jan Levy, who runs the leadership program for the Greater Seattle area, which is a much larger program than we have, and also Dr. Larry Nyland, who is a school superintendent, but has been one of the finalists for the National School Superintendents of the Year. And he's worked with a lot of underprivileged school districts and talking about the kinds of leadership it takes to work in communities that are not nearly as privileged as we are here.
He said they're asking each of the guests about their personal stories.
Personal stories form the backbone of leadership. I mean, where you came from, who you are. It's the old story, where you stand depends a lot on where you sit and what your experiences have been. These people all work in very different communities, and as I think you recognize, too, there are a lot of different leadership skills and styles. Not all of them are appropriate for every situation. I found in my own life that one of the greatest attributes of good leadership is just good followership, being a follower. Mm-hmm. Because you don't have to lead in every situation. You're probably not qualified to lead in every situation. But most of us have some kind of unique skill that at some point or other in our life, if we're willing to take the risk and step forward and say, okay, I'll do it, I'll lead, even though you're afraid to do it, even though it's dangerous to do it sometimes, that skill will be honed.
He said leadership is something you learn on the job.
You learn it by doing. You learn sometimes by failure, sometimes by, comeuppance when mm-hmm. you try to do something that doesn't work. So there's lots of facets to it. Generally, though, my past co-director, Lisa Ward, always talked about the fact that there has to be some spark of passion there. You have to want to do it at some level, even though you might be a reluctant leader. And I talk a lot about reluctant leadership because not all of us are willing to step forward, but if you are willing to step forward, you will learn on the job. And you'll find some great support in areas that you don't always expect to.
Miles Radiman from Park City Leadership. Again, the community forum is Monday night, 7 p.m. at the Jim Santee Auditorium. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.